We recently covered, Francis, the AT&T Elliott management situation. Talk about Telefonica and what they're going through right now.
Telefonica is an amazing story because it's both at one time really, really good and today really, really bad. What happened to Telefonica? Spanish phone company started to expand quite naturally in the, let's call it the Hispanosphere, places which spoke Spanish, plus they added Portugal, which is Portuguese. And they built this global empire in telecommunications all through Latin America and Spain, and then into parts of Europe, like Germany, France, and so on. Very powerful operation, great concept originally. But the big problem for them was, as with everybody, the capital efficiency Iron Curtain, and they ran straight into this thing, full bore. What you have is a company that today has a debt equity ratio of 5.
Mm.
Eye-watering. You can't go anywhere with a debt equity ratio like that. You can't borrow money. It's called debt pay down. You can't build a network. It's called debt pay down. There's very little you can do that will scale you. And then, to add to that, their revenues have been falling. Their total gross revenues are down over 11% since 2015. Well, when you're falling that far that fast, and you've got a debt equity ratio like that, you don't have a lot of options. Now, I know what I would do with a company like that. The first thing I would do is look at one of our flat net type structures, start examining where we could put capital efficiency in place, then look at what bits and pieces we could sell off in intelligent chunks for maximum premium value. And then, having done that, work on getting those great, fabulous markets that you can see once you're capital efficient, bringing those in and, you know, just supercharging revenue. And I think, given their geographic footprint, a ubiquitous energy type strategy, solarizing windows, would bring in so much money they wouldn't even know what to do with it. But be that as it may, instead what they're trying to do is simply break themselves up on geographic lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we will sell off our entire property in country A or country B or country C and reduce our footprint to the countries that we think are the strong ones, France, Germany, etc., Spain. Well, and Brazil. Well, guess what? You haven't resolved the capital efficiency problem. You haven't looked at this network in the way that it has to be understood in today's world. It's almost like some damn fool consultant has been telling you to break yourself up on simple geographic lines because they're not smart enough to understand. No, no, no. That's not what's happening with our network. When you have antennas like Six Harmonics, and you have this whole mini-bank structure in wireless like OmniMesh, the revenue flows in your network do not look the same, and that's the space to which you must adjust. Failure to do that, this is not going to come out well for Telefonica. It just can't. It's just the market physics.
So we see Telefonica falling revenue 11%, Verizon 13.5%, AT&T 10.4%, as an update to our AT&T and Elliott coverage, what has AT&T done to counteract this?
Well, they've more or less tried to surrender to Elliott. You know, AT&T's huge mistake, and we did a video tutorial on AT&T a couple of years back called AT&T Information Surface Mess. And AT&T decided that it would get into the content business with Time Warner and DirecTV, and I think they spent $125 billion on those things. Of course, blew their balance sheet out of the water doing it without having created, Apple style, a monetizable information surface on which to graft these things. So it's kind of like putting a skin graft on your tabletop. It's not really going to work. You know, skin on a tabletop doesn't take. And you know, this just was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. So naturally, they started to return miserable financial data. And Elliott Management, which is a well-known investment activist, I guess you'd say, came in and started demanding more dividends. More dividends. AT&T shouldn't be paying dividends. It just shouldn't be. It's in no position to pay dividends. AT&T should be gearing itself for breakup on the one hand, because none of these assets work together the way they've structured, or two, do something to invest in a new capital efficient architecture that reduces all these strains on its structure. The people at Elliott Management sent a letter to AT&T, and I think we covered this in one of our podcasts, that was one of the dumbest things I've ever read. Now, whoever structured that letter hasn't the first idea about this industry, how it works or how it will work or where the money is. Not even a slightest idea of how to make money in this industry. And AT&T had no choice but to surrender and say, oh, yes, we're going to try and give you more dividends. Well, I'd love to see how this works out, because the market physics say, sorry, it doesn't.
For more on future creation and the future of telecom, visit us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.